Hello, 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 and welcome back to Totally Clips. I am your host, Nick, with the beautiful, wonderful, talented, creative... I can't hear myself either.
No, is this the headphones? Can you hear us? Hello? Austin, boo, 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 boo.
We're trying to figure this out. Hold up. We cannot hear ourselves. This is not cool.
Hello?
Who messed up the studio? Who are we going to have to fire?
We're like Mariah Carey. Someone's getting fired.
No, literally. I'm trying to figure this out. Can y'all hear us? Weird. Can y'all text in if y'all can? Hello? Why am I so quiet now? Hello?
Oh, my mom says she hears us.
Okay. So we just can't hear ourselves. That's okay. That's weird.
So then why would we wear the headphones?
I'm really going to have to be watching these levels today. Anyways, welcome back to Totally Clips. I am your host, Nick, with the beautiful, wonderful, talented, and creative...
Austin. Boo, 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 boo.
And, yeah, so we're here on this fine Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday. Yes, it is Thursday.
Yes, Thursday.
We just had Easter. Easter Bunny and went.
Easter is cursed in my family. And so is my mom's birthday, which also just happened. Happy birthday,
it
Mom.
Went good, though, I felt.
It did go good this year.
It did. Because I remember last year we totally missed the boat.
There was the one year where it was raining and we couldn't go to Weeki Wachee. There was the year after that where we missed the boat. And then this year it was normal. It was good.
I think it's because there wasn't any big plan.
Yeah. But shout out to my mom. Happy birthday, even though it was a few days late.
Happy birthday.
You're the best.
Happy birthday to my mom.
Oh yeah, happy that's a little bit past. Yeah.
Happy birthday again to my mom.
And then shout out to Jacob if you're listening. And shout out to Ashlyn if you're listening. Bam. I told you I would do it, Mom.
Boom.
Boom.
But yes, so we're going to talk about some stuff today, because that's what we do here. We talk about stuff.
I never knew that. Yeah. I thought we just came here and sat in silence like it was a library.
We do.
Oh.
But today is different.
No.
No.
Silence. Silent reading.
Silent.
Silent lunch.
Silence. Bring back my Skittles.
My squirrel friends.
My squirrel friends. But stay tuned on hotcredo.primostream.com for Totally Clips. We'll be right back after the break.
Speaking virtually and constantly waiting. Is there something you're really saying? Will I ever get to know? Dreaming. Wait until the dawn to respond next. Look away, but I can help to check if your character it grows. Music box can show we've already fired the gun. Listening to I'm a pretender on repeat. Wonder if you knew that it all seemed to take the words right off my tongue. Life's going by, but it's just begun. Of us to go on a guitar romantic such adventure. Will we ever get to go? No.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Total Eclipse. Are you lip syncing?
I am not.
Okay, I really don't like this. I can't hear the sound levels, so I'm really sorry if it's like blasting. I'm fully just having to go off this like
meter. It's weird though, because whenever we have the headphones on, I'm like, yeah, we on the radio.
But yeah,
whenever we don't, I'm like, we're just talking.
Yeah, this doesn't feel like we're actually on the radio, so I kind of don't like it.
I feel scared.
But yeah, welcome back to Hawk Radio. No, Eclipse.
Well, Total Eclipse on Hawk Radio, remotestream.com.
You remembered.
Of course, I could never forget.
Of course. But no, we just had Easter, like we mentioned prior.
Easter? I hardly know her.
But no, so what did you do for Easter?
Well,
Mr. Easter Bunny.
I woke up. And then, what did we do? All right, chat, what do we do? So the Easter Bunny?
Why'd you do Easter quotations?
Bunny? Because I was making bunny ears.
Oh. Yeah,
Easter Bunny, like two of them.
Okay, cool.
So the Easter Bunny, he left, or she, the Easter Bunny left these little presents. They were suspiciously wrapped in Christmas wrapping paper, but I don't question the bunny. They left these little presents all throughout my home. And there were six presents for all six of us to find. And sure enough, I found one. Everybody found one. And then we opened them, and you won't believe what was inside.
What?
Dead rabbits.
Really?
No, actually, it's candy. And then we would all take some candy and then pass it. Take some candy, pass it to the neighbor. And then once we were all done passing it around, then we had a full basket of candy, except the basket was invisible and it was just our hands. Yeah. So that was what we did. And then I had to fix something. I had to crochet your ear onto the headpiece. And then I came over. And then I was with you.
That's good. That's good. I got up. And the Easter Bunny, Widowy, left me a Easter basket.
What was in it?
It was a really big Easter basket.
How big?
It was almost like a laundry basket.
Oh.
I think it was a laundry basket.
Well, maybe he's just recycling.
But I got some candies that my mom made, which I don't know how the Easter Bunny got that.
He must have stole your mom's secret recipe, would we?
I think the Easter Bunny might have stole my mom's secret recipe, guys. Some chocolates that were very similar to my mom's chocolates.
That's quite suspicious.
Very suspicious. And then I got a big old Reese's Easter egg.
And did you get to eat it? Was it good?
I did not get to eat it.
And why not?
Because my dogs ate it. What was that noise?
I don't know. It's like, I want to laugh, but I want to cry for you at the same time.
You sound like Wendy Williams.
Yeah. But like, honestly, maybe that thing about chocolate for dogs is a myth. Because
you know what? We're Googling, because I swear that is a myth. Anyway, let me, before we derail the story. I got the Reese's Easter Bunny egg. Why do Easter Bunnies lay eggs? Why is it eggs?
Well, that's because they also have a chicken.
But nobody talks about the Easter chicken.
Yeah.
They talk about the spring chicken.
Who?
The spring chicken.
I thought that's what you called somebody who's young.
Spring chicken.
Oh, she's a young spring chicken over there, you know?
Over yonder.
Yeah.
But, I got that. I got some shampoo.
Oh?
And I got some CeraVe face wash.
That's fun.
And I also got pepper spray.
The Easter Bunny was talking you up.
No, Easter Bunny was like, I got you, bro. Okay, I'm Googling if chocolate can actually kill dogs. Can chocolate actually kill dogs?
Well, you know what? Maybe because...
Oh, yes, chocolate is toxic to dogs. While rarely fatal, chocolate ingestion can result in significant illness. Chocolate is toxic because it contains a chemical called theobromine.
Oh, herobrine from Minecraft.
As well as caffeine. Theobromine is the main toxin in chocolate and is very similar to caffeine. That's stupid. Well,
I also think, like, the chocolate that is in, like, Reese's is not, like, real chocolate.
It's mainly peanut butter.
That, but also, like, it's not, like, the chocolate part is not, like, real chocolate, I don't think.
Oh, my God. They have a video about it because Easter.
Also, you know what else? Your dogs just love Reese's.
They really do. And I guess they exclusively go for the Reese's.
They got that from you.
I mean, like, father like son.
But they also probably like peanut butter, so it's like, they're like, that's peanut butter in there. I'm going to eat it.
I'm going to eat it.
Luckily, I don't think they've ever had, like, a terrible, like,
reaction.
Unless they do it outside where we don't see.
I mean, either way.
But, like, they're not, like, barfing all over the place.
Right.
Whenever they... Not saying we should keep giving it to them.
Right.
Very bad of them.
Very bad of them. And I'm very upset because I was really looking forward to eating that Easter egg.
I'm glad it didn't, like... It didn't put them over the edge.
Yeah. Because that would have been a lot. That would have been a lot.
But, yeah. I don't know. For some reason.
Oh, my mom said that the Easter Bunny is trying to tell me to keep my clothes cleaned, which is why he got me a laundry basket.
Oh, that's so sweet of him. How thoughtful.
How did you know that, Mom?
That's suspicious.
That's really suspicious. You only go talk to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You don't go talk to the Easter Bunny.
I don't remember we didn't carrots out.
I didn't even know carrots out.
Why? This is getting really weird, guys.
Really weird.
But,
Google, is the Easter Bunny real?
I was gonna talk about how Easter is cursed, because there was, like, 1 year where everybody in my family got super-duper sick on Easter, and that's when I either threw up inside of a Chick-fil-A or I threw up outside of a TJ Maxx and left a stain permanently on the sidewalk.
I seen it.
I can't remember which one it was, but it was around Easter. We all got sick, and I threw up somewhere. Very hard, and it was very sad, but and then one.
No, because I seen the throw up mark, and it was very nice.
I think one Easter, my little doggy Otis, found an Easter basket for us and decided to have some of the candy.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, the Easter Bunny really should put the Easter baskets in better places. So
maybe put them up high,
so the animals cannot get to it.
Yeah,
I am so hungry.
You hungry?
Like, my stomach was growling in class.
It's a hey
there. No, it's like actually growling right now. But no, yeah, I don't know. Easter's a weird one. I still don't understand where the eggs come into play, because I've seen several artistic iterations of the Easter Bunny laying eggs.
Yeah, I just don't get. I don't get. But bunnies don't lay eggs, do they?
No. And why Easter? Why bunny? Why bunny?
Peter Cottontail? I don't know. But yeah, honestly, Easter is, like, not one of my favorite holidays. I think she's just kind of there. I hate when things happen on a Sunday. Just annoying. Why can't it be on Saturday? And also,
well, because Sunday's Day of God, and Easter is His resurrection.
I don't know why he got arrested, but that's none of my business. I don't know. I don't like to do things on Sundays. but I also like, I hated Easter, especially when I was like in like school. Not college, but when I was in, like, school, I was like, hey, Easter, because it's a holiday and I have to go to school tomorrow.
Right.
I hated that.
Yeah.
Because why?
Why?
That's why I always wanted it to be on a different day that wasn't Sunday. Or they just give us the next day off. But no.
Right, because you could even say for religious reasons.
Yeah, literally. Like, sorry, I have to keep praising the bunny.
The bunny.
Yeah. But I don't know. The bunny is random. I think it's
Easter Bunny's name is Peter.
Do you remember those pictures of the scary Easter Bunny?
What?
The scary Easter Bunny? Have you ever seen those pictures?
No.
Oh. I've seen them.
There's a scary Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
Why he's scary?
I don't know.
He should not be scary.
Did you ever see the picture of the Easter Bunny that hides from dumb people?
No, I've seen him.
You've seen him?
Yeah.
Weird.
he mean?
No, I'd be silly. I mean, I was going to say something else, but I don't think I could say that out loud.
You should not say Dawndale.
Exactly. If I have to think twice about it, I know. Don't say it.
Don't say it.
So I had to switch it last minute.
A switcheroony, if you will. I really don't like that we can't hear ourselves.
I know. It's like we can only hear ourselves in the out loud.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I just don't feel as connected to the radio waves.
Yeah, the radio waves are not radio waving.
But anyways.
I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. Choju Siwa.
Oh.
What a transition.
Yeah, literally.
What a transition.
From Boomerang to I was a bad girl.
So, in pop culture news, Josephine Siwa.
Joanne Josephine. Yeah, that's where she gets the JoJo. Yeah.
JoJo, have you learned nothing?
So, little JoJo Siwa became a star when she appeared on the hit television show, Dancing with the Moms. Yes, of course. And, she quickly became a star overnight at a very young age with a very tight ponytail. She eventually went on to work for Nickelodeon on various projects, and she became sort of like this
short
icon.
Child star.
Yes, a child star who is a child icon for children. She had her bows and her merch in every store.
I've seen them in Walmart every all the time.
Walmart, Target. She was selling bows. She was selling shirts. She was selling shoes.
JoJo's Bobos.
Probably JoJo underwear. She sold basically everything everywhere. She became very rich, and then she started like a YouTube career, collabed with very popular YouTubers. Some who aren't popular anymore.
Toxic Gossip Train.
And she also had a little bit of a music career, more directed to younger people.
Should I play a snippet of one of them?
I'm really taking the lead on this. And
you really are. You're just like the JoJo lore.
So she had these songs like Boomerang, these other songs. I know she's performed with Elton John.
She has?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of wild.
And
Oh my God.
She was so young.
This was 7 years ago. Hold up, let me see if I can pull this up. Oh my God, kid in a candy store.
I hope the audience can hear.
I know.
It's so mysterious.
Internet.
Oh, wait, I hear that in the headphones. I'm gonna come back like a boomerang.
Can y'all hear that?
I hear it.
But yeah, that was
just a little
snipperoo.
But so that's where she started with her music career, and now she's grown up like in the spotlight somewhat, and she's coming out with a new song, maybe a new album, but her song that's been going a little viral is it called Bad Karma or is it called Karma?
It's called Karma.
Okay, it's called Karma. And like the snippets of the music video, she's debuting this more edgy and dark-sided look. And she's also got a billion tattoos now, which who would have thought? That comes out
tomorrow.
So everybody better be streaming that JoJo Siwa song.
I was a bagel.
But yeah, I think it's interesting to see how she is trying to age with her audience and like mature with them. And like, I don't know how successful it will be, but even if she did terrible, she has such a huge platform that there's really no way she could not succeed. I also, I was a bad girl.
Went bad.
But no,
sorry.
It's okay. She also, there's so many videos of her driving around in her Tesla.
Cutting people off.
Because you know it's her, because her car is plastered with her face. Like a billion pictures of her face, which for I don't know. For some reason, I think that's very unsafe.
Yeah, I would say.
The stalkers will know exactly who you are because your face is all over that car.
That's true.
She's very rich. And the thing I'm worried about is, like, Britney Spears, like Amanda Bynes, like all these girls who got very rich and famous when they were young, and then their parents steal all their money.
Right.
But I don't know if JoJo's mom would do that. I just feel like it's possible, though.
No, because I used to love Dance Moms, and what's funny is that my sister's boyfriend got me into watching Dance Moms.
Who?
George.
George?
George used to watch Dance Moms. He thought it was, like, the funniest show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's curious.
And he would just sit there after having a few drinks and just watch Dance Moms.
Well, maybe that's why he thought it was so funny.
And, because whenever I lived at Dawn's house, he would watch it, and he was like, I'll watch Dance Moms, Mimi. And I'd sit down and I'd watch, and I'd be like, wow, this is actually kind of good. But why are you watching it, George?
I don't know. I guess
dance exceeds any limits.
I think it is entertaining seeing Abby Lee wheel around in her wheelchair.
But that was before.
Mom's better have my money. And then she goes, what was her name? Swaggy Lee. Swaggy Lee in the house.
No, you didn't, dingbat.
And then when one of the moms comes up and scares her at the theater, and she just backs out of her wheelchair and she's running down the street. I'm calling the police.
Like, but first she had to get something to eat.
Yeah. She was like, what did she get? She was like, I'm getting donuts?
Something.
Was it donuts? I don't know. But
I was a bad girl.
And then Abby Lee Miller went to jail for some reason.
Tax evasion.
I don't really know.
It was tax evasion.
But I think JoJo.
And then she got cancer.
JoJo is richer than her, for sure.
Yeah.
JoJo is the richest person from Dance Moms.
Abby had cancer in prison for tax evasion.
Damn.
Yeah, I remember. It was really gaggy on the show.
That's crazy.
So guess what? Abby wasn't on the show for most of that season. It was Gia.
Gia?
You don't remember Gia?
I didn't watch it.
Gia was like the actual dance instructor.
Oh.
So Gia was just teaching them.
Yeah, I mean.
And the moms kind of took over and it was kind of cool.
The mom's gone wild. But I think it's cool how like some of them got really big careers, like Maddie Ziegler, how she got to become a nepotism baby for
Sia
and play a role of a disabled person, even though she's perfectly abled.
Yeah.
I think that was wrong and weird. But JoJo is very successful.
You know what's weird? None of the other ones are really famous.
No, except
Kalani's actually not a good person.
Oh, which one's that?
I loved her. I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
And it really broke my heart when I learned out that Kalani wasn't a good person because I really loved Kalani.
And then another thing, though, Abby Lee, she's out of prison off her rocker, and she started another dance competition show.
Her.
Oh. Okay. She just looks like she would be mean.
She was actually a sweetie pie. But no, she's like very conservative now, I think.
Womp womp. Pull up the soundboard.
Womp 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 womp.
But no, Abby Lee, I don't remember what her new show is called, but she basically has like this a competition of people, and JoJo was actually a guest judge on one of the episodes, I believe. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, and JoJo is like, there was a reunion thing, and she was like, all the girls who didn't show up are ashamed of their past, and I don't think you should be ashamed of this. This is what gave us a career.
Whoa.
So, I don't know.
You keep not talking into the mic. You'll talk above it.
Well, because it's like in my mouth.
But it needs to like be in that area so they can actually hear you.
I don't want them to. I'm talking to you secretly.
Your hair looks really cute today.
Thank you. I curled it.
I know, it's really cute.
Yesterday I showered and then I put it in my widow ponytail, and then I didn't put it in overnight because sometimes when I sleep with a ponytail overnight it really hurts my hair, and then it makes my head feel weird. So I just let it dry in a pony, and then it was fluffy today, so I curled it.
But were you a bad girl?
I did some bad things.
Karma's a bleep.
Ooh.
I should have known better. It's honestly catchy and I kind
of
hate it.
Yeah, a lot of people are like blowing it up on TikTok. So like people are going to be listening to it either to hate on it or to like it, and she's going to get her dollars.
Oh my god, JoJo. She's 20 apparently.
And a lesbian. Woo!
Oh yeah, she's a raging lesbian now.
But no surprise there.
Oh, gee, I hated, oh my god, we're about to go on a Dance Moms rampage. I'm warning you.
Is Brooklyn related to Paige?
Brooklyn?
Or Brooke?
Brooke Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are? Okay, because I think
Brooke was the older sister.
I think I
Brooke
actually...
Brooke is 26. That's crazy.
I think I saw a video of Paige before where she made muffins.
Yeah.
And I also stole that recipe, and the muffins were delicious, Paige.
But no, I hated, yeah, they had a guy.
Oh.
His name was Brady.
Didn't they have to kiss and didn't he like run away?
No, wrong guy.
Oh.
He wasn't an actual member of the team. He was just a one-time thing. Oh. Brady was an actual member of the team.
Oh.
And he, cause they did like, cause they got rid of all the girls. Where is Nia? Why isn't Nia on here? But anyways, they got rid of all the girls cause they all quit. So then they had to get a new team, and it was Hannah, Cameron, Sarah, Presley, Giannina, Liliana, and Brady.
I cut my finger on my mom's wing.
I hated Giannina.
I don't know.
She was literally a child, but I hated her. Who is Hannah? There was one that was like the new Maddie.
They're trying to replace the girls.
No, literally.
That's crazy.
I think Brady was the new Maddie, to be honest with you.
Oh, the boy?
Yeah, which was kind of... Or was it Liliana? It might have been Liliana. Oh, it's a bad girl.
I don't know nothing about dancing.
Bad things. Kendall. Oh, she's the same age as me. That's crazy.
How old is JoJo? The same age?
She's 20.
She... Oh.
But no, it's just crazy. I don't know. Like, the way that they all lived in Pittsburgh.
I guess that's where the studio was.
Yeah. I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. Reunion premieres Wednesday, May 1st.
What?
What?
Like this year?
I think so. Was there any more episodes that I missed? Because I kind of want to go back if I missed any. Let's see. Season... Oh, wow.
Look at little JoJo.
They only go to season 9? Oh, season 9 is the reunion.
The other thing, though, I think JoJo is so smart because she knows how to, like, market and how to get attention. And
yeah.
Especially for being so young when she started.
Yeah.
It's also the way, like, people are going to talk about it because either way it's shocking. And it's like, we've seen this before with, like, people like Miley who, like, go a little bit edgier. Who, like, people who used to be child stars and they're, like, on their rebel phase. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, what happened to her? Like, right. She's just having fun.
She's just having a really good time. But that's crazy.
Literally whimsy police. Like, let the girls have fun.
Where's Nia? I'm so upset about that.
She's probably at her house.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, it's actually pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think it's... I'm fascinated to see how this goes and, like, if she actually is serious about a music career or if it's just, like, a silly little, like, I just wanted to do this for fun.
What if it's just a really long April Fool's prank?
Oh my god. She's like, hey everybody, it's JoJo Siwa.
Her speech impediment got better, but now she sounds like a raspy smoker.
Yeah, I wonder what happened about that. Maybe she screamed too much.
Maybe.
You're still a traitor.
Yeah, that video is really funny. That video is very, 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 very funny. But yeah, okay, so we're gonna head to a little commercial break real quick, recap, and we'll be right back once I figure out what song I'm gonna play. We'll do this one. Okay. All right, stay tuned on hawkradio.promostream.com. I am your host, Nick, with the beautiful, wonderful, talented, and creative co-host.
Austin! Boo, 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 boo!
I forgot. Beautiful, talented, creative, and especially silly.
Oh, co-host. Yeah, yeah, of course, of course.
Like a turkey.
The Easter turkey.
The Easter turkey. All right, stay tuned. Hawkradio.promostream.com. We'll be right back.
I know the sun won't change all the fires that saw it can't be seen. Does that apply to you and me too? There's some things I've been meaning to say to you. Like I just wanna breathe, is that so hard to believe?
Welcome back to Soul Eclipse. I am your host, Nick, with the beautiful, wonderful, talented, creative, handsome, gorgeous, and especially silly co-host.
Austin!
Did you just mute me? I just turned off your mic.
Sorry, I was burping and I didn't want to do it in the mic.
Your mic is so much more, like, sensitive. Stop! You're gonna, like,
What?
You're gonna hurt the people's ears.
They're not using headphones, I hope.
They might be. You don't know them. Okay. We do know them.
I'll just whisper that.
Do it. Do ASMR. Are you ready?
I hate that. I feel bad for whoever just heard that. I'm sorry.
Welcome back to our show. Today we're going to be talking about Jojo Siwa and Easter bunnies and if dogs can actually eat chocolate.
They can. No.
But no, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Things are crazy. The world's crazy. We only got a few more shows of this left.
I know. That's crazy because the first time we ended, I was like, that's so sad. We'll never get to do another one. And then we did get to do another one.
But now,
this is for real the end.
For real, unless we start our own podcast.
Unless we carry it out on our own.
Which I don't know about that. So don't get your hopes up, ladies and gentlemen.
I will get my hopes up. It'll be fun.
You want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
We can do a podcast if you want to do a podcast, baby.
And then we could have a camera.
Right.
So they could see our beautiful faces. Oh. Or we could be like Tana Mojo and her friend.
That's true. We could sit on a couch and just talk.
Yeah, we could talk bad about Matt Rife.
Yes. Matt Rife is such a horrible person.
Yeah, but anyways, did you know there's a new Beetlejuice movie coming out?
Yes, I do.
It has one Jenna Ortega, Winona Ryder, as Widia Deetz, Widowie. And also Catherine O'Hara as, what is her name? I'm a fake fan.
Marge.
No. You're thinking of Moira Rose from, I don't know if we're allowed to say the name of that show.
Here,
Oh, Pop-Pop's calling. Oh,
God. I don't even know if we're going to be able to hear her.
Let's see.
Hello? Yes. Oh, wait. I gotta set this up. Hold up. Because, yeah, we're having technical difficulties, so I fully can't hear in the system, so I'm having to hold the phone. But hello, Pop-Pop.
Hello.
Hi. What is your question?
How do you feel if this marijuana becomes legal, that it's safer for middle school, high school kids, or if it's going to be worse?
Oh, I feel like it's going to be... Oh, did you hear the question?
No, not at all.
She said, if marijuana becomes legal, do you think it's going to be safer for middle school and high school kids, or do you think it's going to be worse?
Well, I think I actually have an answer for this. I think it would be safer because if it's legalized, then they're getting it from, like, authentic places that make it safely and don't put a bunch of other things in it that make it unsafe. Because, like, that's, like, a very common theme now for things to be laced with even harder drugs, which is scary because you never really know.
Right.
But I think if it's, like, if it's legalized, I think then it's, like, you know that you're getting the real stuff and you're not getting a mixture of random things that you don't know.
Right.
But also, right. I don't think people in middle school or high school should be doing that in the first place.
Because as a teenager, I know how easy it was for me to get a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
So what makes the difference? I mean, other than that it's not laced, it's not full of all the other crap. But what are the good things and the bad things of it?
I would say, like, the pros of it would be, like Austin said, it would be, like, it would be safer, because then it wouldn't be just, like, off the streets. But then I think the cons of it would be just, like, the accessibility of it to, like, younger people.
But I also think if it's the legalized thing and it's, like, from a medical card or whatever,
you would have to be a certain age.
That, and also I'm sure there's, like, a limit on, like, the dosage of, like, if you went to a pharmacy, like, they don't give you all the pills.
Right.
They give you the amount that you need for whatever period of time.
That's true. That's true.
Because, like, in Colorado, you can buy marijuana like you do a pack of cigarettes at a convenience store.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. And I guess it just depends on how people exploit it.
They're going to make it to you have to be 21. It's just going to be just like alcohol.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel safe putting a pack of cigarettes down. I don't think I would feel safe with a bunch of teenagers around to put a pack of marijuana down.
Right. I guess that does make sense, yeah. That is a little pondering question, because I guess it just really depends on the way it's exploited and the accessibility of it and how they go about legalizing it, I guess. Good question.
I would say that I have some logical answers, but I'm talking to you two, so I'm going to take what you said with a grain of salt. In Austin, Jesus was not arrested.
She said that Jesus was not arrested.
Yes, he was. That's what the whole holiday is for. Jesus was arrested. Free
I'm
my man,
pray
Jesus.
For your mother. Praying for your mother. I love you guys.
All right, love you. See you in a little bit.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That honestly scared the crap out of me. That,
I know.
That
I was
ringer
expecting.
On that phone is so loud.
I was like, oh. And then you answer and it's like, have you checked the children?
Checked the children.
Which children?
We don't want to have kids. Scooby and Scrappy.
They're eating the Reese's eggs again. Sorry, am I yelling into the mic?
Yeah.
Whoops.
But no, I feel like that's a good spot to end for the day. It was so good getting to talk to you.
Yeah, it was great getting to talk to you. I'm glad
whoever
that,
you are.
Yeah, it's like I've never really met you before. It's weird to like talk to you, but
right,
you're not half bad, I guess.
Yeah, you're not half good, I guess.
I'm not half good. What do you mean?
I take it back.
You mean I was a bad girl?
I did some bad things.
Is that what you were trying to say?
Anyways, stay tuned to hawkerday.primostream.com every Thursday, 3-4
p.m. Not a.m.
And I believe I only got like maybe 2 or 3 shows left in the graduate. So make sure you stay tuned for those last few shows.
Unless you suddenly fail.
Let's not. No. Let's not manifest that.
No, I don't think it could happen. Not with the classes. It's like, you know what you're doing in your class.
Yeah.
So
I got all A's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, stay tuned on hawkerday.primostream.com for the next few Thursdays from 3-4. And I'm your host, Nick, with the beautiful, wonderful, talented, creative, pretty, cute, amazing, especially silly co-host.
Austin. Boo, 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 boo. Sorry, there was a bug flying by.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.